As you may know, Anne Arundel County Executive John Leopold has his legal troubles. He's facing criminal misconduct charges, but also is named in a civil case that is generating criticism because the taxpayers are footing the hefty legal bill. Now, fellow Republican State Senator Brian Simonaire is calling for Leopold to repay taxpayers if he loses this case, and the senator joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Are you hearing from your constituents?
Yes. This just came out recently, the fact that Leopold's legal costs are costing up to $450 per hour.
Yep.
And that the taxpayer's footing that. And when you put that into perspective, 2 hours of his legal costs is basically what some of my constituents are making in a whole week.
Legally, when there is a civil case such as this, which is a gender discrimination case while he is in office, has been in office, it is within the law for the county to provide representation.
Correct. I'm actually looking into, with my legal counsel at the General Assembly, to see if we can change the law, and only for when the elected official is found guilty. I understand the need for this provision when they're innocent, but my constituents, along with myself, I don't agree that we could pay up to maybe even $1 million in taxpayer money to support somebody who was doing something wrong in office and found guilty. I'm not saying he is guilty. I just asked him to voluntarily pledge, because during the campaigns, you know, he talked about fiscal responsibility to the taxpayers. I think this is one way he can show leadership on a voluntary basis in this situation.
Yeah, I think he actually replied to you, didn't he, in a letter?
Yeah, I had a very professional letter. Didn't accuse him of being guilty or anything. I just said this would be a way we could show leadership and strengthen the party. And basically, he fired back a very angry and personal attack on me. And, you know, that's a common political tactic, is to divert the attention to something else, attack the messenger, bring up other issues. But he never dealt with the pledge. He didn't say whether he would do it or whether he wouldn't. From the response of his letter, it sounds like he's probably not going to do it.
Yeah, he's got some bigger issues, too. He's facing criminal charges, and I believe he will have to foot that bill.
Yeah, I think he's got that. You know, and the problem is Anne Arundel County really has a black eye in the political arena right now. We've had a county councilman just recently convicted and gone to federal prison for tax evasion. We've had numerous and persistent allegations against the county executive, and there's been other issues. And I just thought this was a way to show leadership, to rise above the situation, and encourage him to do that. We're in the same party, but I just think this was an opportunity he had. I hope he takes it.
Do you think this was the right timing, or should you have waited until after there was an outcome?
No, because then it kind of slants the judgment. If he's facing a $250,000 fine, he may not want to do it at that time. So he's constantly come out and said he's done nothing wrong. So there's really little risk if he believes that. And put the pledge out there now. It's like picking a winner in the Orioles game after the game's over. It really doesn't show a lot of faith.
All right, Senator Brian Simonaire, thank you very much for joining us and discussing yet another person who is calling for the Anne Arundel County executive to foot the bill in some way. And you're just saying if he loses this civil case.
Thank you, Mary Beth.